The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
After Jesus was baptized, he was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple and saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." The devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Does anyone here love hunting? I see a few hands. So if yes, that means that I should measure my words just in case I say something that is partially untrue. You are welcome to correct me. Hunters are supposed to be careful people. Just in case the hunter becomes the hunted, they have to be self-aware. And at all times, and they have to constantly check their surroundings for safety should a dangerous predator be lurking in the vicinity of their blind spot. And I found this to be as accurate for Christian believers as well. We are the hunted. We have an adversary that attacks us like a predator. If it is Satan, the devil, who is a malevolent spirit, perhaps no one ever told you that the moment you connected with Jesus Christ, you became a target of our adversary. His job is to hunt us, to derail us using temptations. And Holy Scriptures teach us how to fight the good fight of faith and defeat the enemy with spiritual weapons. We find in Ephesians 6 that says, "Put on the whole armor of God," that the scripture tells us. And here, we hear our gospel message today is like the on-the-job training for us. Of course, it is true that Jesus Christ came to reveal us the character of his Father in heaven. But also, very important here, he reveals to us what a human should look like or should act like as God intended that creation. Yes, there was a fall, and humans acted in a way that God never intended them to. But here, Jesus is providing a map, or a blueprint, if you will, how humans should function in the midst of this adversary's attacks, showing how obedience to the Father actually saves us. So pay real attention here. You might need today's tips to survive. It began very early with Eve, our very first female relative. She listened to what the serpent has to say. "You will surely not die." That was the first lie to be spoken. She saw that the tree was good for food, and it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was t- to be desired to make one wise. Now, before you start gaslighting Eve in your mind, thinking, wow, Eve, what were you thinking to go to that length and to even allow yourself to dialogue with the serpent? Because we do that as well. That is actually the map of how the temptation works. What she went through, we go through that all the time. All the time. We're going to go through it as well as I will talk about it. Ever since that first lie, there are countless of lies in this world. Won't you know what our response is each time? We respond just like Adam and Eve did and fell into the hunter's trap. And the number of examples are staggering. Who among us here have dietary supplements? Dietary supplements? Yes. There are businesses that exaggerate health benefits. They will advertise and tell you, oh, you will be good as new and you will be without any illness. You will be just so fine if you take this pill. Is it true, really? And there are also tobacco companies. Many years back, they have downplayed the harmful effects of cigarettes for decades. Of course, the government has told them, you have to write down the awful, harmful, you know, you want to smoke, great, but there are these problems here with this product here. But before that, they used to just, you want to smoke, just go at it. There's nothing wrong with it. Everything is going to be fine with you. Is that true? We know that that's not true. But the truth here is that it's not just an issue of false claim to deceive public trust only, but also there are personal attacks, lies to our own mind. You can never be holy. You're too terrible to be forgiven. Too ugly to be with other people. You don't matter, or nobody cares. Don't listen to the adversary. Be on your guard. If those things start coming to your mind, no, it doesn't come to your Father in heaven. It comes from the evil one. The evil one is crafty and knows how to mix truth and lies in such a way that it appears to make sense and make it appealing to our senses. And our adversary's method is very simple. He uses our senses and our desires. And the list in the Old Testament is very long of victims of these corrupted desires that we have. Who remember the story of Samson and Delilah? You know how that went down. And how about King David, who was on his balcony watching what he's not supposed to be watching? And we know how that went down as well. Again, that formula. She saw that the tree was good and that it was good for conception to her eyes, and also that it was good to be desired. All that plays that out as well in that. And who remember the stories of Esau and Jacob? Jacob comes with this plate of good food here. It smells good and it's so good. I would have doubled it very quickly. And this food comes with a heavy, heavy condition. It says, I've got to have that right to become the firstborn. And he did not see that coming. Because he wanted the food, he went all the way. There's a strong yearning that he couldn't stop. He couldn't stop that strong yearning. Those are self-centered desires instead of God-centered desires. And other desires are also very natural. Jesus was hungry. We get to be hungry as well because he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And the adversary tempted him with food. And later on, he tested him with safety and wealth, all of which are in our face every day. Wealth, safety, and food. They are in our face every day. Those happens to us all the time. Now, Jesus' rebuttals were always God's word. Response with God's word. responds with God's word. One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Our senses need to be subdued, controlled, put on a good belt and control those senses. They don't have to control us. We ought to strongly resist the adversary. As he prepares for his traps, we should be ready to recognize these traps and dismantle them and defuse them. We need to do a good job of resisting, especially during these 40 days of Lent. Now, in all seriousness, it scares me that our society nowadays downplay the effects of sin in our lives. Sin is advertised everywhere as desirable and not harmful. This couldn't be further from the truth. The effects of sin can be throughout generation. It might not be here. Earlier on, we were with the youth, we were talking about we have how many trillions of debt, and what are we going to explain to our children what we did? Did we just survive on champagne lifestyle? I don't know. But they are asking questions. That's why Christian believers ought to be super vigilant and work together to discern what is happening in our community. Be careful when people tell you, well, what I'm doing is not harming anyone. Does it really not? We are one big Christian family in the world. What I do affects you. What you do affects everyone in the family and billions of other people in the world. Temptations are very real. One man, only one man, was tempted yet without sin, and that's Jesus Christ. So that means we all get tempted, and sometimes we do mess up, and we do get found in that trap of the evil one. Yet, we are called to be holy as our God is holy. Jesus won that one victory for us. So I pray that we would pray for each other intentionally for God's protection, that God will personally come and heal us and forgive us. Amen.